This is the Elite Development Podcast, a show with the aim of helping athletes evolve in every element of their careers through real-world advice and experience. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. I'm a strength and conditioning coach in Calgary, Alberta, with a singular focus on building better athletes. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we're going to be talking about setting up an off-season conditioning plan that actually works. So why did I want to bring this to you? So like I said before the start of the broadcast, I speak to a lot of athletes about training properly, about building your foundation. I speak a lot to what some people think is not working hard, but is actually learning to work smarter and learning to get better results from your training. And in turn, I also speak to a lot of athletes out there that, plain and simple, are doing the work. They're putting the time in, they're putting the effort in, and they're just not seeing the results. Like, I can think of five conversations I've had this week alone where the athletes are working hard. They're working every day. They're doing enough, but they're not seeing the result coming back to the sport. And the reason is not because they need to double their workload. The reason is not because, you know, there's something wrong with them and their gas tank just won't build. The reason is plain and simple. They're spending their time focused in the wrong area, or they're spending the time in the gym, but they're not structuring it. And in turn, they're not seeing the result because they're not focused enough in one area to actually get an adaptation. And they're too all over the map trying to do a little bit of everything all the time. And they're not actually getting any real change in any area. So today, I'm going to break down for you what you need to know and what you need to do in order to actually set up a proper offseason that's going to work for you in your career, and you can stop putting in all that work and seeing no result in return. So, what is the goal of training? This is going to be the first question that we need to answer if we're going to set up this program properly. So, the goal of training is obviously to see success in the sport. If you're an athlete, anything you do in training should be focused around how it is going to help you succeed when you hit competition. So, the goal of the offseason is to build yourself as an athlete to come into training camp in a better place athletically. So this means in all areas. This means your goal of your offseason is to be stronger, to be in better shape, to be faster, to be more powerful, to be healthier. We don't want you coming into training camp with a bunch of injuries that we have to work around. The goal of offseason training, plain and simple, is to put you in the best position athletically that you can possibly be coming into your training camp. Why? Because that way we don't need to spend the first 4 weeks of your camp getting you in shape. We can just focus on fine tuning, focus on making sure we're bringing that conditioning to the actual next level. And you can focus the majority of your time where it should be focused, which is on the skills training that are going to lead to getting you a victory. Now, how do we do this? That is the main question. What I see a lot of athletes do when it comes to their off-season training is, again, far overdoing things, just doing too much, trying to lift every single day, run every single day, do sprints every single day, and just go for way too long. Or on the other side, they're just trying to mix it up too much, trying to get all the adaptations in every area at all times, which in turn leads to getting none of the adaptations in any area at all times. So how do we actually do this? How do we build that better version of you coming into your next training camp so that you can spend your training camp actually fine-tuning your skills and just making little tweaks to your conditioning to make sure we're peaking for the night of the fight, instead of spending your training camp desperately trying to get in shape, desperately trying to do, you know, extra runs every single day after sparring on minimal calories just to be able to make it to the scale? And I know I speak to a few of you out there when I say that. However, how do we do that? So in the offseason, the focus is creating foundation. The focus of our offseason training is creating an athletic foundation. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know how to build a house, but what I do know is when you're building a house, you need to build the house on a strong foundation. I'm not going to pretend to know how I do that, to know how they do that, but they create the strong foundation under the structure, and then they build off of that structure. And when the foundation is strong, the house stays standing. If the foundation is weak, the house breaks apart on top of it. Now, this is exactly what most people do with their athletic careers. They step into a sport, they've been training, you know, martial arts, whatever it is, for a while now. And then they say, well, I know that I have to start lifting weights, so I'm going to start at level 10 and I'm just going to go balls to the wall because that's the only way I know how to do it. And what happens is they're neglecting building the strong athletic foundation that they can now build a better athlete off of. And what happens when you neglect the foundation? The house falls apart. This might work for you for a little while. However, after a little bit of time, you're going to start noticing injuries start to set in. You're going to start noticing aches and pains you didn't have a few months ago. And in turn, you're actually going to set yourself up to hurt yourself more than you are to help yourself. So how do we build that foundation? I'm going to preface this part of the podcast by saying it all depends on how long your offseason is. If you know you're not going to be fighting for a year, you don't need to follow exactly this structure for the entire year. You can switch it up a little bit, keep it a little more interesting. However, let's talk about it as if you have 12 weeks before your next fight. And every time you fight, you have 12 weeks coming into your next fight. So for the first 4 weeks, the number one thing we want to focus on is building strength and building aerobic capacity and aerobic power. So how do we build strength? 2 to 3 sessions per week, compound lifts that are going to hit the whole body. I don't want to see any more of this, you know, push-pull leg split, or, you know, having, you know, your leg day, your chest day, your back day, anything like that. Because in order to train your legs hard enough on that one day, what most people do is they will push their legs so hard on that one day that their legs are sore for a week. And if your legs are sore all week, you're not getting a lot out of your other training. You're not getting a lot out of your boxing, your MMA work, your jiu-jitsu, whatever else it is you're doing in the week. So what I want you to do is think 3 to 4 compound lifts hitting the whole body. So that can be 2 lower body, 1 or 2 upper body lifts. That can be, and then that we're going to spread through 2 to 3 days per week. So 2 days per week, you're hitting your lower body with 2 heavy compound exercises and your upper body with 2 heavy compound exercises. This is building real strength and making sure that we're building real strength through your whole body and hitting every area consistently, but not hitting it so hard that you're not able to do your other training around it. So get strong, but also manage fatigue so that you can continue to do your skills training at your full ability. Now, that's the pure strength stuff. On top of that strength stuff, I want to add in as well, there are going to be certain areas that feel weak at times. There are going to be certain areas that, you know, you don't feel like you're hitting hard enough. And if that's the case, if you feel like, you know, I'm getting stronger, but I'm really lacking in strength in my back or strength in my shoulders, add 1 or 2 accessory exercises into there to hit that area a little harder. Now, the aerobic capacity and the aerobic power. First off, what do these do? This is basically building the generator in your body. So this is teaching your body to regenerate energy faster, which in turn allows you to perform for longer. So when it comes to training aerobic capacity and power, what we want to focus on in our off season is training your body to function better at a high speed. Why? Because fighting is done at a high speed. You're exploding, you're relaxing, you're exploding, you're relaxing. You've got to keep a high pace for a while. You have a second to slow down. Your body needs to be able to adapt to this. So how do we do this? A lot of people, when it comes to aerobic capacity, they go straight for the long runs. They think that, you know, the longer I can go, the better I can do. I've talked to multiple athletes that will go on 3-hour long runs. And what I want to really make sure I'm stressing here is you are not fighting for 3 hours. Your ability to run for 3 hours and your ability to fight hard for 9 to 15 to 25 minutes, whatever it is the length of your fight, are not fueled by the same energy system. Not primarily fueled by the same energy system. So what you want to do with your aerobic work is cut the distance down, but bring the intensity up. So instead of going for a really long time at a really slow pace and just being able to keep that slow pace consistently, what we want to do is we want to train our aerobic system to regenerate energy faster, which is done when you're training it at higher paces. So this means sets where you're doing circuits that you're going for 45 seconds at a time at a high pace with very, very minimal rest. So one of the ones I like to use with my athletes is 45 seconds of work, 15 seconds of rest, and we go for 10 to 15 minutes. And the reason we do that is because if you're able to keep a very high consistent pace with an exercise for 45 seconds, you're training your aerobic system to regenerate energy faster. This is going to translate better to you being able to explode with a hard combination while you're in the fight, recover, and be able to do it again faster. Another one that I always like to do is an aerobic power circuit where they're working for 1 minute, followed by 2 to 5 minutes of rest. Now, the goal with this one, it is at a higher pace even as well because they have a longer rest. So that 1 minute, we want to push to almost the point of exhaustion, almost the point where they can't keep the pace anymore, and be able to repeat that with minimal rest. So we're testing the limits of the aerobic system, testing the limits of the athlete's body, giving them full rest, and then testing that max effort again. So generally what we do is, like I mentioned, 2 to 3 strength sessions hitting compound movements, hitting the whole body per week, along with 2 to 3 aerobic capacity or aerobic power focus sessions hitting the whole body. This is going to be 4 week blocks. And the reason for 4 week blocks is this is going to give you enough time where your body can actually get used to the exercises you're doing, and you'll be able to see significant improvements. If you're trying to switch up the exercises every single week, then what's going to start to happen is your body gets a little bit confused. You're not doing the same thing. You're learning new exercises all the time, and you're not getting that same effect. And in my personal opinion, if you start to go much longer than 4 weeks in a row doing the same things in your sessions, plain and simple, it just starts getting boring. But the goal of this off-season cycle is to make sure that you are getting yourself as strong as possible so that when you come into your training camp, you have the strongest possible foundation you can have. You have no muscle imbalances, you have no issues, nothing that's aching or giving you pain. And your aerobic capacity, your aerobic system is being taught to regenerate energy at a faster pace so that when you get into the more high intensity nature of training camp, now we're not spending that first month trying to get you in shape. You're already in shape and ready to get into that higher intensity training. So one thing I want to touch on with that as well is that if you are in a position where you're just trying to train at training camp intensity all the time year round, what's going to happen is you're going to burn yourself out. Your body is not meant to take that for 12 months of the year. And this isn't to say that the off season should be easy. I just want to reinforce that because I've got a lot of people talking shit about that kind of thing. This isn't to say the off season should be easy. What it is to say is that you need to be conscious of what your body can handle. So yes, you should be training hard. You should be pushing to build your strength, pushing to build your aerobic capacity. But you shouldn't be pushing at 110% every day, 12 months of the year, because you will burn out. You will get hurt. Bad things will happen. And I'm not saying this to be an asshole. I'm not saying this to try to tell you not to work hard. I'm saying this because that's how the human body works. If you push it too hard, it breaks. So by being smarter, pushing it hard, but giving yourself good recovery time, keeping yourself in shape, keeping yourself feeling good, keeping yourself feeling strong. Now what's going to happen is you are going to come into training camp already in shape, but feeling good. And that is a huge key because we don't want to spend your training camp fighting injuries either. We want to spend your training camp peaking you for the fight that's coming up. So just to summarize that, when you are in the off season, the focus is building your athletic foundation, building your full body strength with heavy compound lifts 2 to 3 times per week, along with any accessories that you feel you need. So if you feel you have a weakness somewhere, doing a little bit of extra work focused on that weaker area, and building aerobic capacity and aerobic power. So building aerobic capacity and aerobic power, the role of that kind of training is to teach your body to regenerate energy faster. So that means when you use a lot of energy in a hard combination that you're throwing to try to finish a fight, your energy stores drop. And this system is what helps your energy stores come back to where you need them, come back to 100%, fill back up. And in turn, you're able to repeat those high intensity explosive efforts during the fight faster. So I hope this helps. I hope this gives you a good idea of exactly what you need to be doing during your off season. If you are interested in learning more about this, make sure to send me a message at Coach Dusso on Instagram, at Coach underscore Dusso on Instagram, my apologies, or at Coach Dusso on TikTok, and ask me any questions you've got. We can absolutely get into more detail of how to set those programs up. And I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, I would greatly appreciate if you subscribed and left a review for the show. As well, I would love to hear what your biggest takeaways were from the episode. My contact info is linked below. Send me a message and let me know what you thought. As always, I'm your host, Kenny Dusso. Thank you again, and see you next time.